With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled, Bringing Greater Comfort and Sustainability to Our Planet, via video conference with our association members in Hamburg, Germany, on July 18, 2008.
Master, climate change and global warming seem to have not reached the stage of global warning, let alone SOS, because I find it missing in daily conversations on TV, news and conferences. In case of a war, everybody is listening to the war reporting. Why not on global warming reporting?
Yeah, because it's more sensational to show a dead body of somebody with a bullet ridden out of his corpse then just to say something that they think might or might not happen. Even all the scientists has already proven it, already informed many of the governments. They still don't want to admit it. I know this problem very well. I know this problem very well when I encounter people outside on the street or anywhere I go. That's why I keep saying the government and the media must help to report the constructive news of the world for the people to be educated, to be informed, because it's their right to know also. Their right to know. They buy the newspapers, they pay tax, they elected the governments in the trust that the government do the best for them, or lead them into the best situation. That's why they call leaders. Leaders. I mean, you have to do what the best for the whole pack. Like in animals' kingdom, the leader of the animals' pack always do everything that's the best for the one that under his responsibility. And the people trust the media. They really trust the media. That's why they buy newspaper every day to read. That's why they watch television every day to see what's going on. But I don't think everybody loves to just see all the war and the dead body all the time. It is too much emphasized on the negative side of life. We have also positive side of life. We have laughter, we have hope, we have happiness, we have love between men and women. We have love between family members, you know. We have heroic acts of noble beings. And we have animals who are so brave, so heroic, so noble, etc., etc. We have all beings who are so good and fantastic in this world. We should report them all, not just a little corner of war here and there. Because, for example, even in the war, today, maybe 5 people die, or some explosion somewhere and another, maybe 50 people die. That is a corner of that nation, compared to maybe 500 million of people who live there. 5 compared to 5 million or 50 million or 500 million. But when its loom on the screen is larger than life, and that's all we remember after we watch the news, that's all we remember in our sleep, in our dream, we have nightmare, we have indigestion, we aggravate our sickness because of all this negative news. Scientists has been proven that even if you watch a very gruesome TV, negative TV, it will aggravate whatever sickness you have at present time, or make you sick even if you are not sick, psychologically, physically, emotionally, mentally.
Yes.
So media should do their noble job informing people what is good for them. Even if they want to keep a little news of the war, that may be necessary also to let people know, but not to blow it out of proportion and not daily about war all the time. This is not good for the health of the people and make people feel depressed and less hope for the future and less positive in their thinking and energy. It's not good for their positive energy. So now we have the Supreme Master Television. If you can, you leave your TV on all day or night. So just to reinforce more power of the positive energy or the constructive
one.
Thank you. You're welcome. And who knows, in the future, maybe there will be more of the Supreme Master Television everywhere. I mean, the like of it. Right now, I've seen the tendency of more and more positive news, and I've seen many new channels emerged similar to the direction that we're going. You watch all the TV channels, you serve them, and then you will see what I mean. The new channels who are coming are going more in the positive direction.
Master, could you please tell us again about the importance of saving this planet? The planet that God considers worth saving?
You think it's not worth saving? You tell me.
Yes, I think so. It's worth saving.
And then why you ask me? Why does God think it's worth saving, right?
Yes.
If you think the planet is worth saving, then God thinks also what you think. Because God just wants to please His children. That's why I told you, be careful what you think. Be careful what you want, because what you want, God will give. What you think, it will come true. In God's eyes, His children are always innocent and pure and worthy any time, from A to Z, no matter what they do. As I told you already, my viewpoint even, that human beings are only victims of the black magic power of the negative king, Maya illusion, the king of illusion. He casts the webs of ignorance on everybody and make them drunk, make them blurred of vision. They cannot think, they cannot see very clearly. That's why Master has to come. Jesus come, Buddha come, Muhammad come, Guru Nanak come, Jain Master come, Hindu Master come, etc., etc., and keep coming. We don't give up on humankind, because the humans are innocent and they should be given always a chance, even the last chance for quick evolution to catch up with other planets as well. Souls are poor and innocent always, no matter what they do outside. It's all the mind, all the deceptive Maya appearance. The souls are always perfect, pure and childlike, and always loved by God and the whole heaven. This world makes them so drunk that they identify themselves with all the material things that they see and the body that they inhabit. So also they've been influenced under the Maya influence to take up bad habits, and then it's hard for them to cast it aside once it's rooted into their life for over the years. It's all the work of the Maya. Because the king of Maya, mean illusional king, he wants to trap the souls here so that he control. If we all gone, then we are in heaven. He has nothing to do here. He'll be bored stiff. He will feel useless. That's why he wants to keep them in physical bondage forever, life after life. That's why God, heaven, takes pity on humankind. That's why this world should be saved, so people have a chance to awaken, to catch up, to return to their original, pristine, beautiful, glorious, great self.
Thank you, Master.
Only that the human being wake up, heed the warning, and save themselves, save their souls. Save the planet means save their souls. Because if they listen and become vegetarian with the intention to save the beings on the planet, then they are noble enough to be saved.
Yes, yes.
To be included in the same circle. That's the idea. It's not saving the planet. It's their attitude to save the planet. And why they want to save the planet. That's what counts. Capish?
Yes, capish.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Master. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your wisdom.
The question is that I would like to know where we're standing now with our work for the world.
Continue doing it, and then you see.
Okay.
You continue, and I'm still proud of you guys. You do what you can and your capacity, so it's okay. Or whatever you do, reflect your levels. Whatever you ask, reflect also your levels.
Okay.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
According to the global warming, we need to change to the vegetarian diet. Everywhere I go, I try to talk with my friend so that they change to a vegetarian diet. Even talk with my parents who are religious leader to talk to the people in the church so that the people should change to the vegetarian diet. And they all told me they believe on Jesus, so they all say that Jesus eats meat, fish.
He doesn't eat fish at all. It's actually, it was a bunch of grapes that he shared it with other people. It's a bunch of grapes. He doesn't eat fish at all, okay?
Yeah.
Because the first commandment is, thou shalt not kill. And in the Bible, there are ample evidence that God say or Jesus say that don't eat meat, don't drink wine, don't be even with the meat eaters and wine drinker. You get all that printed all on flyers or get it all from Supreme Master Television. Print it all out.
Yeah.
So easy. It's all in the Bibles. Don't kill any bullock or sheep to offer to me, because your hand be full of blood. I will not forgive your sin. When you pray, I will turn my head away. All that is so clear already. You please print all that out in the Bible. Print all the things that God forbid, eating meat and drinking wine and any intoxicant and all that. Do not eat anything that make your brother weak, stumble or fail or hurt in any way. Thou shalt not kill. I made all the herbs that's pleasing to your eyes, all the fruit that delicious to your taste, that shall be your food. First chapter in the Bible. God demand everyone eat vegetarian and fruit. He never said, I made all the dogs and sheep, all that for you to eat. Never in the Bible. You never see that. He didn't even say, I make fish for you to eat. He said, I make the animals to be your friends and helpers, accompany you. My God, what a noble job the animals have. And all we do is kill our companion and friends and helper and eat them. And then I blame it on Jesus. Poor Jesus, he's dead, he cannot say anything. But if you read the original scriptures, it say a bunch of grapes. If he want to eat fish, he would tell the 12 disciples, continue fishing and give him fish every day. He said, forsake the fish, come on, I teach you to fish men. If Jesus tell his fishing disciple to stop fishing, that means he don't want fish. If he stop his disciple fishing, how would he have fish to eat? Okay, print all the meat forbidden diet and in the Bible and give it to people.
Thank you, Master.
Có rất mong là thế giới mình chuyển qua thật nhanh qua cái giai đoạn này để
okay.
Tất cả chúng sinh được hưởng trong an bình.
Okay.
Được. Sống trong thời đại hoàng kim, con rất mong muốn như vậy.
Ai cũng muốn như vậy hết á. Được hay không tùy theo mọi người. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I wish you all the best. Continue what you're doing. All the best to you and your country.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you. You are welcome, Mark Weiter and Alice Lucas. Cheers.
Cheers.
was a pleasure having you join us for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell and God bless.